The Louvin brothers, Charlie and Ira, defined country harmony singing starting back in the 1950s. Their sound had a tremendous influence on generations of musicians to follow. The Louvins had roots in gospel music, but when they wrote this song, it became their first top 10 hit. Charlie Louvin sings melody. Ira floats overhead with the high harmony part. Now there's a tribute album to the Louvins that pays homage to that sound.
When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop wanting you.
That's Glenn Campbell as Charlie Louvin, Leslie Satcher as Ira. The tribute album features country, bluegrass, and pop legends. Here, James Taylor and Alison Krauss.
I've had nothing but sorrow since you said we were through. There's no hope for tomorrow. How's the world treating you? Every sweet thing that matters.
The producer of the album is Nashville veteran Carl Jackson, who sings on a few of the songs. He says when he hears the Louvins, he can't help but sing along.
There's a part in the middle there that I naturally sing along as I'm in the car, and I think everybody else that listens to this project also.
Can you sing it now?
Plans for next Sunday. Got no plans for today.
So that just comes to you. You hear that in there in the middle.
Oh, very naturally, yeah. It's one of the ways to learn to sing harmony, is singing with the Louvins and the Osborne brothers, Jim and Jesse, people like that. Yeah, I enjoy learning from the best.
What is it that brings you to this part of town? Curiosity, conscience, or fate? I know it's not love, for I gave you love, and all you gave me was a gate.
There's a liner note on this album that one of these tunes, the vocals for this, with Merle Haggard, were recorded at the Holiday Inn Express, room 317 in Oxford, Mississippi. What's the story there?
Oh, gosh. I had contacted Merle's manager to see if Merle would like to be a part of the project, and found out that Merle was going to be playing in Louisville on a Friday night in Oxford, Mississippi at Ole Miss on Saturday. And I had told them to call me if there was any way that I could bring some equipment up to Louisville or Oxford and get the job done. And to make a long story short, they did call me, but I didn't get the message until the Saturday about 3:30 in the afternoon. So my engineer and I left Nashville at 4:35, and 250 miles away or so, in Oxford, Mississippi, we were recording Merle at 9 o'clock that night in the motel room with me standing there holding the lyrics and Merle just singing the fire out of Must You Throw Dirt in My Face.
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
Are the Louvin Brothers harmonies, are they tricky, or are these things that feel natural when you're trying to sing?
They are a bit tricky. Many times Ira will switch from the third to the fifth. And like if you're trying to sing the third part, you'll find yourself running into the other part. But they were just singing. They knew nothing about this is the third, this is the fifth. They were just singing harmony, whatever came natural to them.
Can you think of a song on the album where we would hear that switch in the Ira part?
Oh, absolutely. There's many examples. It happens a few times on The Angels Rejoiced. Dolly Parton, Sonia Isaacs do such a tremendous job on it.
A house, not a home, was the picture Satan painted for sweet little sister and me. Our daddy would frown while mother was praying. His heart was so hardened that he would not believe.
There's also a couple of places where I just couldn't stand it. I had to become the third Leuven.
His Sundays were spent out with the gambling crowd.
Yeah, you sneak in there.
Yeah, I had to. It only happens a couple of times on the record, but it was hard not to do it on every one, I tell you.
And there was no third Leuven, of course.
There was no third Leuven, but on this record, in just a couple of places, there just had to be.
The angels rejoiced in heaven last night. I heard my daddy praying, dear God, make it right. He was smiling and singing with tears in his eyes, while mother with the angels rejoiced last night. While mother with the angels rejoiced last night.
There seem to be a lot of sort of Leuven Brothers stories that people have told over the years, just in terms of the influence on their life. Is this true that Johnny Cash would stood at the side of the road waiting for them to come through town?
It's absolutely true. I've asked Charlie about that story. I'd heard it before, and I could tell from how quickly Johnny agreed to be a part of this project. It's one of the last things he was able to do, and I remember I called him to ask him if he would do it, and he said he would love to, and he said, "What do you want me to do?" And I said, "Well, John, the Leuvens were... they were very well known for including a lot of sacred songs that had spoken word in them, and I don't think there's anybody that could do it better than you, you know." And he said, "Which song you want to do?" And I said, "Well, what do you think about Keep Your Eyes on Jesus?" And he said, "Let's do that. It's got a lot of meat on it."
In Matthew chapter 14, when the disciples were in the ship in the midst of the sea, being tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for help.
You know, God was busy that day, so Johnny had to do it.
"Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid."
Well, Carl Jackson, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Carl Jackson produced the CD Livin', Lovin', Losin', Songs of the Leuven Brothers.